I want to mention one major decision that occurred yesterday in Oregon, and one that's also being considered in California legislature and other places. And it helps to set the stage for our discussion today of why we need to reacquaint ourselves with God. Now, I'm going to read to you from this article, The Oregonian, Oregon Live. Quote, yesterday in Oregon, now quote, Oregon became the first U.S. state to allow residents to identify as, get this, quote, non-binary, end quote, meaning neither male nor female on their driver's licenses and identification cards. That happened on Thursday in a decision by the Oregon Transportation Commission. Now, let me just read just a little bit more from that. Beginning July 1st, Oregonians will be able to choose, quote, X, like X for your name, will be able to choose X for sex instead of female, F, or male, M, on their licenses and identification cards. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Dave, let me go to you first here. I've known that this idea has been floating around some for some time, but now it's the law in the state of Oregon. Neither male nor female, just an X. And in this article, there's a picture, and you guys, I think, have it. There's a picture of what is clearly a man, but with very developed woman's breasts, standing in a feminine way with the beautiful mountains of Oregon behind him. Or no, I shouldn't say him. It, because I'm not quite sure. To me, frankly, Dave, I recoil and frankly am sickened when I see such a thing. And I'm going to ask you, you're free to comment on what you think about this, but I specifically want you to comment on how God thinks about such a thing. Neither male nor female, just an X if you want to be.
Well, Sam, I'm wondering this, if according to the Oregon Transportation Department, if you can decide what you are, if it's neither male nor female, but X, could I decide that I want to be LeBron James and I'm 6 feet, 8 inches tall, 240 pounds rather than 5'11", 180? And can I get the requisite compensation that LeBron James gets if I perceive myself to be him? I mean, can I do that? Could that be placed on my driver's license? Or even better, since this is a transportation card, could I choose to be an automobile, perceive myself to be an automobile? Would they give me $30 for a fill up and a coupon for an oil change? I mean, if I perceive myself to be an automobile, and of course, I hope I'm illustrating the absurdity here. Here's the bottom line, Sam. Genesis 5:2 says God created them in the beginning, male and female, and listen to the next phrase, and blessed them. It is the male and female that God blessed. And there can be no more defiant move against the God of heaven and his intent for human relationships than this type of thing that we're seeing displayed by the Oregon Transportation Department.
David, bottom line, you're saying it's an affront to the God of heaven.
It is, Sam. It's the consummate affront. This goes back to the very beginning of creation, male and female. This is an attempt to pull that down.